On this Father's Day and the day of dedication of Charlie Kitchens, it is fitting, I think, to point out that the goal of Christian parents is to raise our children in the ways of Jesus Christ. I cannot imagine a lesser goal for the church. In fact, when the church is being the church, it is helping every person walk more faithfully in the way of Jesus, and it is helping parents as they seek to raise their children in the way of Jesus. Becoming like Jesus and living faithfully according to the teachings of Jesus is the most important task of the Christian church. Everything we do, worshiping God, welcoming others, eating together, giving generously of ourselves and our resources, it is all for the purpose of helping one another become like Jesus and continue His mission in the world. So today, I want to offer you an invitation to join me in a 3-year spiritual formation project where we as followers of Jesus and the Church of Christ seek to shape our lives in such a way that we become more like Jesus, live more like Jesus, and deepen our union with Christ. In the weeks and months ahead, we will seek to engage together in a comprehensive faith development pathway for all who enter our doors. Last week, Lee beautifully laid the foundation for this project by reminding us of our calling to faithfully abide in Christ. If we fail to do that, none of the rest of it will work. The goal of this project was expressed in my sermon a couple of months ago, where I talked about helping shape all people into the most loving version of themselves. Loving God, loving neighbor, loving self, loving God's creation. That's what it means to be a Christian, to follow Jesus, to become like Him. And it begins with a decision to follow Jesus. In the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly extended the very simple invitation, "Come, follow me." To follow is to be a disciple of Jesus. The word disciple means learner. Christian philosopher Dallas Willard likened discipleship to a kind of apprenticeship. An apprentice, he said, is someone who has decided to be with another person under appropriate conditions in order to become capable of what that person does and to become what that person is. So a Christian apprentice or disciple is someone who has decided to be with Jesus and to become the kind of person Jesus is in order to become capable of doing what Jesus did, living as a citizen of the kingdom of God, standing with and speaking up for the poor, the outcast, the sinner, the hurting, uniting our will more and more every day with the will of God and living out our relationship with God in the world. It begins with a decision to follow Jesus. It doesn't just happen. We don't drift into discipleship or apprenticeship. Apprenticeship is simply learning from Jesus how to live our lives. Now, In case you haven't discovered yet, or in case no one told you, I do want to extend a warning. Living your life according to the way of Jesus will not be the most popular or the most appealing in our American culture. Even in his own day, the way of Jesus appealed mostly to the poorest and most ostracized of the first century. The wealthy and the comfortable, which, relatively speaking, is most of us. They were not very interested in the way of Jesus because they found the cost was too high. However, for those who have taken the risk, the way of Jesus has also provided the deepest personal meaning and the most profound world transformation we've ever known. Jesus spent 3 years training his disciples how to live their lives. So this morning I'm proposing a 3-year apprenticeship project of spiritual formation for our life together. There are 3 interlocking pieces, 3 resources that we will be leaning on for this project, all deeply rooted in Scripture. The first is a book written by Richard Foster entitled Streams of Living Water. This is it right here. The title comes from today's scripture reading. A woman comes to a well to draw water to quench her thirst, and Jesus says, "Everyone who drinks of this water again will thirst. But those who drink of the water I give will never be thirsty. The water that I give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." Anyone here thirsty? Anyone here longing for a life that will truly satisfy? Anybody here desiring a closer, deeper relationship with God? Several years ago, Richard Foster, the author of this book, took a deep dive into Scripture, into the life of Jesus, and into Christian history in order to discover what it is that has nurtured the greatest and most profound spiritual formation in the lives of believers throughout the centuries. And he discovered 6 particular, what he called streams, 6 dimensions of Christian spirituality and practice. On the last Wednesday night this August, I'm going to provide an introduction to those 6 streams. And then, for 8 weeks this fall, we're going to ask some big questions about spiritual formation, about how we understand God, what our image of God is, what our image is of ourselves and what we believe about ourselves, our understanding of the gospel. What really is the good news of Jesus Christ? And how does a person go about actually changing? Take a look at each of these 6 streams, one in the spring and one in the fall, over the next 3 years. The 6 streams that Foster discovered, I just want to name them for you. The 6 streams he discovered, he categorized this way. The first stream is the charismatic stream, which is the Spirit-filled life, where we seek to learn the role of the Holy Spirit in our life of discipleship and apprenticeship. Then there's what Foster called the evangelical stream, or the word-centered life, where we will focus on the living Word of God, which is Jesus, and the written Word of Holy Scripture. Then there is the holiness stream, which is the virtuous life, where we'll learn and find help in becoming people whose lives display life-giving virtue. And then there's the social justice stream, which Foster called the compassionate life, where we hear from Jesus and the prophets about going beyond charity and addressing the real needs of people in our world. And the final stream is what Foster calls the incarnational stream, which is the sacramental life, or the God-saturated life, where we stop separating one part of life into the sacred and another part into the secular, and begin to see God in all things. So those are the streams of living water, the foundational dimensions of a deeply rooted Christian spirituality designed to help us nurture our faith and become more Christ-like. I also hope to offer a Sunday sermon on each stream as we begin each one. Now, depending on how deeply you want to dive into this project, you might want to pick up Foster's book, Streams of Living Water. He provides wonderful examples of each stream in the life of Jesus and in others throughout history, those who have embodied these spiritual streams. I found it to be a helpful resource to use in navigating the waters of spiritual growth and nurturing our life with Christ. It may even become a book you may want to look at as a Sunday school class. A second navigational guide came along just a few years ago. Richard Foster founded what he called a Renovare team. And this team put together a book including 2-minute daily devotionals where believers can spend 8 weeks on each of these streams. The devotional resource is called The Reservoir. This is the book you can find in the ante rooms to the side. 355 pages. But you have 3 years to read it. Divided up into 8 weeks in the spring and 8 weeks in the fall. I believe in you. I think you can do it. 2 minutes a day. 2 minutes a day. The devotionals are designed to encourage you to daily drink the living water Jesus promised until we become like a reservoir. A reservoir that is filled, and once it is filled, it overflows into the world around us. As a reservoir, we stay continually replenished rather than constantly drained. We'll seek to read these devotionals together as a congregation and then come together on Wednesday nights during those 8 weeks, where I'll summarize the previous week's readings. That way you can participate even if you choose not to read. And together we'll reflect on the material and the scripture passages of that week. This is also something your Sunday school class can choose to do. If Wednesday nights do not fit into your schedule, or you're teaching children on Wednesday nights, we can look to create some alternatives there. Or you can just gather with a group of friends and dive in. We're going to kick off this piece of the project on Wednesday night, August the 26th, just about the time the holy season of college football kicks off. Two battling religions, you know, going at it. We'll begin these devotional readings on Monday, August the 31st. So you have 10 weeks, 2 months, to get a hold of this. I encourage you to pick up a copy of the book. It is available in the ante rooms. We're asking for a suggested donation of $10, but you can just take one if you can't afford to right now, or make whatever kind of donation you can. We're not going to allow costs to prohibit participation. But these daily devotionals are the second resource we'll use to swim in the streams of living water. The final piece to this project will be a Sunday morning sermon series beginning August the 2nd from the Sermon on the Mount. It will not take 3 years, though it easily could, as rich as that sermon is. But it's found in chapters 5 through 7 of Matthew's Gospel, and it provides the core teachings of Jesus. If you want to know what it means to be Christian, you can read those three chapters. But it also shows us the kind of person these streams of spirituality are shaping us to become. We're going to move slowly and deliberately through them, verse by verse, and it will take us through May of next year. But I invite you to join us in that part of the project as well. The invitation today is to commit your life, or recommit your life, to an intentional apprenticeship with Jesus, and to join others in that journey. As you consider this commitment, I want to make two quick but important reminders about apprenticeship. One, an apprentice does not have to be as good as the master in order to be an apprentice. You don't have to be as good as Jesus to be a follower of Jesus. So some of you perfectionists out there can breathe a sigh of relief. And two, some apprentices will be better than others. However, the question of discipleship and apprenticeship is not, am I as good a Christian as Jack or Jill? The question is, am I a better Christian? Am I a better human being than I was yesterday, or a year ago, or 5 years ago? Am I actually growing and maturing in my faith? Because apprenticeship is a lifelong process. And as long as we are seeking to learn from the Master and do what we're learning, we're all apprentices. When Jesus told the woman at the well about the living water he offered that would quench her thirst forever, she said to him, "Sir, give me that water." Will that be your response this day? Will you join me in this journey together? Whoever you are, the living water is for you. On the last day of the Festival of Tabernacles, what John the Gospel writer called the Great Day, Jesus stood and cried out for everyone to hear, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. For out of the believer's heart shall flow streams, rivers, oceans of living water." Will you come and drink? Or as Johnny Pierce would ask, are you up for it? I think we are. Today can be the great day. Let's do it. Let's seek to become reservoirs of living water, filled to overflowing with the love and grace of God.